The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Day three of the Quad Series and a certain game that sees England v Australia. More of that on the way. But first, game one saw South Africa beaten by New Zealand 43-54. The player of the match was Phoenix Karaka.
Phoenix, I mean, New Zealand needed that win. You can tell what it means to this team.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, we've got a fresh kind of looking team. So after the two losses against us, England and Australia, you know, it's been quite a hard pill to swallow. But I think to come out and start how we did and finish how we did, even though the gap kind of, you know, it came a bit closer, we should be proud of that, and hopefully going into tomorrow we've got a lot of things to learn and work on.
You were denied one last interception right at the end there, but in terms of a first start back in the black dress, how was that for you personally?
I was quite nervous, but really excited for the opportunity. You know, Kayla's been out there playing some amazing netball, so to be able to come on and have her back and give her some time to rest has been awesome, and it's just cool to be out here and playing. So I love playing netball, and, you know, if I can do that on court, then that's cool.
Well, it was great fun watching you play netball. Glad you enjoyed yourself. We enjoyed that performance. Congratulations, Phoenix. You are the player of the match. You can pick up that medal and wear it with pride.
Thank you.
Nalene and Durrett spoke to Hannah Wilkes from Sky Sports afterwards.
Nalene, before the match, we talked about, you know, the learnings you were looking for and the development you've seen from your team. Was that the performance you wanted?
Oh, look, it came out with the win, so that's always a good thing. I'm not too sure about that performance. There's some good patches. I thought defensively they turned over some good ball. But probably what I'm a bit disappointed about is our basic skill sets in some degree, and we need to be better. And even though we did win, I think that we should have actually won by more. So there's some things that I think individuals need to tidy up on, and we'll talk about that and come back tomorrow to try and be better.
Certainly a hard taskmaster, aren't you? Look, I want to talk to you about Mila Ruaalu Buchanan's debut. How impressive was she coming on at centre?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Mila on debut at centre, how impressive was she?
Oh, yeah, fantastic. I thought she actually did really well. She added a bit of pepper in there. I thought her feeds into the circle were quite nice, and I think considering she hasn't been out on court and this is her debut, I thought she entered onto the court really well, so quite pleasing with her. Please.
Defensively, that defensive end was really gelling towards the end, particularly with Karaka in there as well. Are we going to see more changes tomorrow when you have the same opposition again?
Yeah, look, we've got some others that I think we'll see what we can do to consolidate as well. Really pleased with both Sulu and Phoenix coming back in. Phoenix, that was the first game for wee while, and with Sulu as well, she's had a bit of a knee injury. So I think we'll get a lot of confidence out of that. And I thought defensively they had quite a nice rhythm and combination in circle.
Well, Durrett, give us your thoughts on that game then.
Yeah, it was a tough game out there, and we didn't start like we wanted to start, but what a great finish of the team. That last quarter, 16-11, I think. And I just think a great finish of my players. They never stop fighting, and a great game.
That final quarter was the first quarter you've won this series. How crucial is that?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me at all. That final quarter was the first quarter you've actually won in this quad series. That's vital, isn't it?
Yeah, very important for us. I think we're really working hard to keep position. And again, the first three quarters, our position loss is too high. And it's just silly mistakes here and there. If they play patiently, then we really keep position. Our shots fell the last quarter. And I just think they just played good netball at the end of the last quarter. And I think that is what we need for 60 minutes.
Same opposition again tomorrow. That in itself is a bit of an advantage, isn't it?
Yeah, I think finishing on a high in today's game will give the players confidence. We need more games at this level. We're not used to this type of netball, and I think the more we're going to play the best in the world, the better the players will become.
Hi, I'm Jeeva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Remember, Sky Sports is your home of netball here in the UK. And then game two, Australia v England.
Australians, let us rejoice, for we are one and free. We got this, and let us all be
the defending champions against the want-to-be queens. It has a touch of the Gold Coast 2018 about it, as the Quad Series favourites England look to wrestle the crown from the current holders Australia, with both already into tomorrow's final. Do they go all in or poker face it? Well, four changes for England from the team that beat New Zealand. Australia changed defensive ends, and there's a 50th cap for Diamonds captain Liz Watson. She actually made her debut against England in 2016. Watch out for Helen Housby facing one of her premiership winning Swiss teammates, and Sarah Clough. Want to talk about experience though? This England starting seven have 598 caps between them. Australia just the 175, which is less than Jay Clark has on her own.
And then with 2 minutes on the clock, this.
Who said at about 7-all that we could get a draw? 47-48, Drakeford Lewis. Who will be calm? So many arms in front of them now. Australia clever. Clever. What a stop by Courtney Bruce on the 3 foot. Charged at that ball. Convert this, it's done. Oh! Umpires involved again. We're back at primary school. Footward. And you know what that's done? All Australia have done just then is count down the clock. 20 seconds for England to get this to goal. Ariang, so often who's there for Cardwell? No one's offering. 3 seconds. Still time. Who's going to be the big player for this occasion? Last 13 seconds. Plenty of time for England if they can get in. But it looks like there's 7 players behind it. Housby! Who else would draw them level? 48 all. The clock has beaten them. Resilience from England has beaten them. No one knows what's happening. Time has been called. Surely that's it. Surely that's over. The umpires go in. The handshakes exchanged. England have come back again. A wise woman predicted a draw, and so we get a draw. Incredible netball. Incredible netball. And you know what? That's not even the final. Another 24 hours time. How lucky are we, Sarah? We'll see that all over again.
Incredible. And I think just the grit and resilience from both teams. England hung in that game when they didn't really deserve to for large parts of it, and they've ground out a draw. Australia will be disappointed, but they've made so many changes, they've got to be happy with the exposure they've given that team heading into tomorrow.
What about our player of the match? She's with Hannah.
Thanks, Caroline. Well, Eleanor Cardwell, we do love an England-Australia game, and what a finish!
Honestly, that was an incredible game, like, fantastic. If that's anything to go by, tomorrow's got to be next level.
Well, that's just it, isn't it? It kind of sets things up perfectly that that ended in a draw. What was going through your head when you levelled the scores 41 apiece after missing that earlier shot in the fourth quarter?
Just one word, calm. Like, that's all we say as a team, calm. And I just knew this team, we have each of us back, so any situation, if a missed shot or whatever, the team has got your back, and you know it's not just your error, it's everyone else's error. So, yeah, it's... Yeah.
Teamwork, you think, the difference maker? Because there was such fight, there was no way this England team were willing to lose that one, was there?
No, that's one thing that we have in abundance, fight. And we worked so hard at training to gain that, and we've worked so hard as a team to get that bond. And I think it really comes out on court, and I think the fans can see it from us, from the bench, from people on the court, from the people off the bench. It's an incredible team to be a part of.
So you go again tomorrow against the same opposition. We know both these squads have got such a strength in depth. It could be a completely different game, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could be completely different. Look, we've got so many talented players, and every single one of them can take to the court. So yeah, the team, we've got so much depth, and yeah, anyone who puts out on that court can just do a great match against Australia or anyone.
Well, we are looking forward to round two already, but Eleanor, you are our player of the match. Pick up that medal and wear it with pride, but do take the headphones off first.
Thank you.
Jess spoke to Hannah Wilkes after the game.
Jess, not a win, but does it in a way feel like it from an England perspective?
Oh, look, I think it sets up tomorrow perfectly. We've managed to get most of our squad out on court, and we've looked at some changes despite chasing the game. So I think what was really pleasing is to be able to get people out there in certain combinations while still with the intent to try and win. We didn't do it the way that we hoped in that first half. We were a bit sloppy, got schooled too many times in patches, but we never let them pull too far ahead. And this group are just refusing to lose at the moment, which is a great psychological edge too.
Like you say, there were a lot of sort of mistakes. It's very uncharacteristic at times. How frustrating was that for you as a coach?
Yeah, it is frustrating, but I think having not played Australia for as long as we have, we kind of know that against these guys, your execution is everything. Your basics have to be on point. And I think we did get found out a bit today, but I've got no problem with that tidying up. I think you saw that anyway towards the end of the game. I think we smartened up a little bit. So yeah, good lessons, tons of learning, and able to put on a show for our fans and by both teams. I thought it was an excellent game.
It certainly was something to watch. Ready to do it all again tomorrow?
Not now, but I will be.
Well, Stacey, that was a rivalry we've missed and very entertaining to watch. Disappointment not to get the win, or happy with how it ended?
Oh, certainly not happy with the way it ended, but I think the lessons that we're taking from it are massive at the moment. So, you know, to be under that pressure, to have games that are ebbing and flowing and have that contest on the ball is something that we haven't had in the other two matches, and certainly we'll take a lot from that one.
Your team was certainly applying pressure defensively and then playing with real patience at the other end of that court. Is that what you want to see from them?
Yeah, I want us to be able to run the ball fast when the opportunity presents, but you know, full credit to England with the way that they're defending, and they stifle flow as well. So we've got to keep possession when needed.
So we truly go to the final tomorrow, completely even. What will you do overnight to recover and get ready for round two of that one?
Yeah, I think we've just got to talk about the key moments in games and what that actually looked like. And I guess actually talk about whether it was what we perceived England game to be like. So we'll have a really good, robust discussion and turn it around tomorrow.
Oh, we cannot wait. Thanks very much. Well played.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Gretel Buetta and you're listening to The Netball Show.
In the last quarter, Ellie, there was a crucial moment where you missed, but then we managed to get the ball back and you could see you kind of going, calm, right, I'm ready. That moment, what were you kind of thinking? Were you like, right, I'm going to get this back for my team, I'm going to get it in? Were you prepared for that moment, for those moments?
Obviously, I was annoyed with myself for missing that shot because it was a pretty easy one. But I know in the moments that if I'm going to personally try my best to try and win the ball back. But I've also got confidence in all the rest of the team that I think, who was it who won the ball from? I think Jeeva or whoever it was in the circle won that ball back. And I know I've got every confidence in them to be able to do that for an error that I made. And then obviously when you get to the shot, it's just a normal shot that you would do in any other part of the game. So you just got to bin that past the last one and get on with it.
And Serena, you were more or less running onto the court at the end when that draw came through. How proud are you as a captain watching every single player got even hit the court tonight coming through with a fantastic performance?
Yeah, I said to the girls at the end of the game, it's probably my proudest moment so far as captain. Not because of the scoreline, it's actually because of we showed them who we were, you know, and that's all I really care about as someone who's leader of this group, is that the group is capable of showing people who we are. And you know, the fact that we've got girls out there like Sophie Drakeford-Lewis, I thought she had excellent impact in that last quarter, letting ball go into the backspace, taking players on. She's maturing every time she steps out. Players like Ellie going out and goal attack against, you know, Australia, against Joe Weston. It's not easy. And I just think the step up, you know, that's not a given. None of it's given, you know. We have to go out there and prove it to ourselves. So I was just stoked, to be honest with you, at the end of the game. I was a fan of the team, to be honest with you. They were brilliant. And I think no matter what happens now tomorrow, I just think we're preparing the best that we can. And that, you know, that just makes me so happy and so proud. So, yeah.
Hi, guys. Congratulations on that. Not often that we see a draw in netball. Jess, you made a tremendous amount of changes, and obviously Stacey did too. Could you possibly talk us through the decision processes behind that? And what, you know, did you take that opportunity to learn? Were they performance driven? Were you responding to what was out there? Just an insight would be great, please.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. My intent with every change is always to better and improve the performance of the group out on court. And certainly, you know, we have to prepare these guys, but we also have to prepare ourselves. So responding in the moment is how we do that as coaches. And I think more than ever, you've seen a Roses team, you know, it wasn't unusual for me to make changes. I think you've seen that, and we've seen the changes have impact. So today for me feels no different. Everyone was definitely to try and respond to what we were seeing in front of us and anticipate where the game would track. And I think in the main, every change had a positive impact. We just didn't necessarily sustain it across the quarters. So yeah, I think, you know, ultimately you've got 120 minutes against Australia, having not played them for 3 years. So I also come at that in a privileged position where these guys have proven to me that making changes can improve our performance. So why would I stop suddenly considering that just because we're playing Australia? So I think it was great that we afforded ourselves that chance. We still made them, and whatever lineup went out, stayed there or thereabouts, competing with number one in the world. And not only that, but came back from behind on more than one occasion and managed to get a draw out of the game. So I've now got a group of 12 players that can feel incredibly proud of what they've been able to put out on court. And to believe that anything is possible, you need some evidence. And I think we're starting to build a really nice collection of evidence that we're not beaten by any team and we've got a place around the table. So I think it's a healthy place to be going into tomorrow. We're definitely not complacent. Both teams will learn. But I think the changes were always purposeful with the intent to compete to win.
Do you reckon there's going to be much difference going into that next game on Wednesday? Because my nerves can't stand it.
I think Wednesday's going to be another hard-fought game. I do think when it comes to back-to-back games, basics do come into play a bit more and that ability to make good decisions, and that will be the next test for this group under that kind of pressure, I suppose. So I think right now, in terms of looking forward to Wednesday, we've got to stick to our processes. We'll go back, we'll debrief, we'll eat and we'll sleep, and we'll come back in and reconnect on the work on and things that we can continue to expose tomorrow. So I can't guarantee that it's going to be a blowout, mate. And quite frankly, I hope it is tight. It's what we want. We want tight netball. It prepares us the best. And we absolutely thrive in these environments. So yeah, hoping for another good battle.
And a really quick question for Jess. We didn't see George named. Is she all right? Is she just resting?
Yeah, George is fine. The whole group are available for selection. We just made some choices going into this game. And yeah, George is absolutely fine.
Stacey and Liz spoke to Britt from the Netty Life.
Stacey, the team had a 6-goal lead heading into that final quarter. What went wrong to allow the game to end like that in a draw?
Oh, I think just the momentum shift. We need to improve our starts in each of the quarters and obviously let England in early. So once we've got to get back out there and start scoring off our first centre passes so that we can keep accumulating the pressure.
And right at the end there, Courtney Bruce was a bit of a saviour in a way, winning a lot of ball back for the Aussies. But yeah, just in that final passage of play, lost the ball again and turned it over to give it to England.
Yeah, we did. And this is what we're over here to do, I guess, is to be playing games with that sort of intensity, that sort of pressure. And, you know, there's some vital lessons to be learnt from it. So, you know, going into tomorrow's game, the girls will reflect on it. We'll see what we can do a bit better, and then we'll retest what we're trying to put out on court.
Match reports online shortly at netballscoop.com. And we'll be back tomorrow with the latest from the Quad Series.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.